Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special for our Ramnu Ratz Shichi, the Schus Moshe Rebbe Meshdom, Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, Harav Baruch Hertz, Ben Sarah Tzipora, Chayuch of the Fager, Rasim Chalat Nisbasi, Matan Ben Sarah, Vushleima. And we're continuing our series in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, based on the Torah, Rebbeinu Rebbeinu, Agon, Rufalak, when Kunstler Shlita, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi Hei, He should Tzivan Alas, the Sarkal, Chazek, Chalashim, Maharchi, Valeim. We are commanded to do Tzedakah, to strengthen the weak, to expand for them, Krabotzi, Mitzvah, Milzvah, Chalfus. And the commandment for this mitzvah comes in different words. Amr Yisal, Pesach Tiftach Etziyotcha, God says to open your hand, Vechzak Tebo Gevetosha, strengthen the Gevetosha, Vamachech Ech Imach, your brother should live with you, Vakavana Be'elo Shonos Kulam, Ki Achas, Shinazor and Yanoi, Venechaz Kim Dei Sofkom. So the Kavan and these Lashonos is all one, that we should help in his matter, and we should strengthen him as much as he needs. So that is the mitzvah stuck in various words, to strengthen the Ani, to give him his needs. Ksubis 15b, it says that if you found a tinok mushlach, a castaway baby, if it's mostly goyim, assume he's a goy. If he's mostly Jewish population, assume it's a Jewish baby. And if it's 50-50, assume he's Jewish. Rav adds, this is only, in other words, that Rov Yisrael is only l'achyos. Aval yuchsin lo. Rash is l'achyos, it beizim etzub l'farnas him shum l'chei chicha imach. Beizim has to be m'chayim, they have to be m'farnas him. Al tzvechei achicha imach. So this is gewaldic that we see in Rashi that mefarnes in oisay dafka b'diga Rav Yisrael. No, it's not for yuchsin. For yuchsin, you can't assume he's Jew. But for parnasa, assume he's a Jew if it's Rav Yisrael. And so too, it comes out according to Tosfos that lahachi oisay, in order to be mechayim, you need Rav Yisrael. Rambam, Surei Bia, 1526, and the Magid Mishnah, there brings like this, according to a number of Rishonim, that, so it comes out according to Rashi, Tosis, and a number of Rishonim, that your Mefarnes Dafka, if it's Rov Yisrael. However, the Rambam there writes that Mechtza, Mechtza, if it's 50-50, Mitzvah Lachiyosu Ki Yisrael. So according to the Rashi and the Tosis and other Rishonim, if it's 50-50, you don't have to be Mechayim. But according to the Rambam, if it's 50-50, you do have to be Mechayim. And Rav Chanan and the Kovetz Shiurim notes that Das Hani Rapisot, the Tali Beroi Vissoil, Nirata Mishum de Sofik, Chiyuv Tztok Avi Sofik Mamoin, Kikoin Bematnes Kahuna de Mitapotr Mit Sofik, that the opinion of these Rabbeim is that it's Tali Beroi Vissoil, because it's a Sufik Chiyuv Tztaka, it's Sufik Mamin, and Sufik Mamin, like Manas Kuni, your Patrim is Sufik. And he discusses what the Rav's can help, Enoch Mamin Achar Rav, Akopanim, since it's Sufik Mamin, you need at least a Rav. Akopanim, Beshit Sarambam, we see that even Mechza Mechza Mitzuv Nachyoso, and we see that it's not an Eden of Sufik Mamin. Sufik Mamin, Mechza Mechza wouldn't be enough. So we see that it's not an Eden of Sufik Mamin. So we have to understand, Maishna Misufik Matnes Kahuna, that we say, Amoiti Mechaver Olavaraya. And here we don't. Here 50-50 is enough. Ayin Shem v'Rabul Chon v'Mashadam b'Zem. We already had Siyata d'Shmaya, Geshmak, Geshmak HaTorah. We've already spoken about this this sugi of Sofik Matnes Aniyim. It's Gevaldik. So what appeared to say as follows. The Rambam here says that the Pasuk that we learned Staka from is Pasach Tiftach HaZiyotcha. That's a mokel from Mitzvah Staka, but he adds another Pasuk of Achei Achicha Imach. And he explains that all of these Pasukim are telling us that we should help the Aniyim, we should strengthen the Aniyim. Similarly, Manas Aniyim, Perek Zayin, same idea. And that he says, Akol Nyan Echad, it would appear that he's coming to exclude, to preclude what the Ramban says in his Osef, it's a mitzvah, say mitzvah tazayin, the Hachiyo dikra, hainu la'atzilo imei ro, im toivei abinarts. When it says Hachiyo, it means to save him from drowning, to save him from an avalanche of rocks. And he says, V'rav kol osa mitzvah staka, mitzvah kuf tzadi hei, v'im shtayim mitzvah spemes. So, staka, and being mechayahim, Mechayah somebody are two different distinct mitzvahs. Tztaka is tztaka, and to be mechayim is to save his life. And he says, but the Rambam holds, no, it's all one. Tztaka and be mechayim is one. So it would appear that that's what the Rambam's terechi and the sefer mitzvah say, no, it's not the pshat. That the mitzvah v'chechi chayimach is also chiyuv tztaka. Not like the Ramban learns. The Ramban learns v'chechi chayimach is a mitzvah to give him life, to save him. And the Rambam holds, no. V'chechi chayimach is taka included in the mitzvah of tztaka. And you can look in the Beis Yosef, and you have a day in Rishon and Aleph, Beferish Masnis in the Sofar is the Ishkardim Lishal Achyose, Mishagadim Lishal Chasis, that a man precedes a woman when it comes to saving a life, to be Machaya, to give sustenance to, and a woman precedes a man for Ksus, for clothing, a woman comes first. And the Beis Yosef explains that Lahachyos is to save them if they're drowning in the river. That's what it means, Lahachyos, to save them if they're drowning in the river. But Achila isn't included in Lahachyos. Dina Kedin Ksus and Mimelo, a woman precedes a man. So it could be that what he means is that it's true that Lachyos that we find in Parnasa, like we find in Ksubis, Loshen Lachyos, Rashi is talking about the Parnasa, but the Mishnah in Harios doesn't mean that. And there it means Hatzala. In Harios it means Hatzala, and that's when the man comes first. Lachyos means Hatzala. And it would appear that he holds that Aderach Aramban, that Lachyos Dikra, Ritzon Alom, Malinian Hatzala. Bechiachicha Imach means Hatzala, that you have to save the person's life. And that's what the Mishnah Harias is talking about. However, it's written, Subis 67a has a Dehukshalo Kukushias, Rabba Misnisin de Harias, who perished the Achias of Emes Perushalin in Parnose. Ba'iri Bechai Gavne, Sheino Motze Lechazer, Va'ose Ishkoidein. So the Tosis Rid learns that the Mishnah Harias, that a man comes first, Lachiosai, is Taka talking about Parnasa, not like the Beis Yosef learns that it's talking about saving a life. And when does a man come first? That he has nobody to beg from? Eino moitzei lechazer, I guess it means he has no one to beg from. Can't find his Parnasa by begging, and Mimela, you have to give him, the man comes first. So according to him, we can say that Lachyosa in the Pasuk means Parnasa. Parnasa, v'chechi chemach again. What's pshat in the Mishnah Harias, that a man comes first? Some say it means a man comes first, Lachyosa, it means to save his life. But others say no, it means to give him Parnasa, to support him. And that's like the Rambam learns. V'chechi chemach is supporting. Targum Yonason says, interesting, Parashas Bahar, Che'achicha Imach, Yisparnes Imach, Che'achicha Imach, Che'achicha Imach, Yisparnes Imach, Yisparnes Chichim, and also learned this Parnasa. And the Rambam in the seventh parak of Banasinim writes that the mitzvah's essay, Litein Tztaka, he, Im Hoya Yadha Noisein Maseges, you only have to get Tztaka if you can afford it. The Rikurkos writes that this means Yad Matseges Lichyoisu, Velitein, the Chayecha Koidmin. Now, with Perush, Din Zed, Dafka, Biyodo Maseges, and Mishuma Din, Chayecha Koidmin. In other words, the Rambam says that you have to give tzedakah only if you can afford it. The Rikurku says that you have to be able to afford it because Chayecha Koidmin. That's what it means, this Din. Yodo Maseges is because of the Din of Chayecha Koidmin. Aderch Zehvi Yatur, Reish Nunalif, Asim Rav Saji, Goyin, Chayev Odom Lahaktim, Parnasase, Lechol Odom. You have to have your own parnasa before you give others. So your life comes first. What it says in Bav Mitzvah, so you come first. There, the Gemara, when it says Chayecha Koidmin, is talking about life or death, Mamish life or death. And yet they learn that it also applies not mamish to life or death, but just that you should be able to support yourself. So v'chei chayimach is talking about parnasa. And it's not stam amalitza on the pasuk, a nice way of saying it. Because you see that just like in the Gemara it's talking about life and death. So to be able to support yourself is life and death. And therefore, you come before the other person, the Ani comes before the Ani, meaning a person himself, he only has to give tzedakah if he has for himself. Because that's life and death. Being able to support yourself is life and death. So this is included in the Dinei Hatzala v'Achiyah. So it's included in Chayecha Kodman. Now it comes out Kavaldik, that we're learning that when it comes to tzedakah, you come first. meaning chayecha kaidmin, you only have to give to others if you have enough to support yourself. You only have to give to others if you have enough to support yourself. And that's learned from chayecha kaidmin. Chayecha kaidmin is talking about saving your life. So this is mamish considered saving your life, that a person has to be able to support himself. That's mamish considered saving his life. So based on this, it would appear that the chiyuv tzedaka isn't mishum l'sadim emayin v'shayich bo adin d'safik emayin l'kula. Tzedaka is a different word. Tzedaka is yisoidim mishum gedin nefashis. Tzedaka is life. When you're giving tzedaka, it's an incredible musar word. When you're giving tzedaka, you're giving life. It's hachiyah kipshuta, like we just learned. That they learned from the chayecha kaidmin, that a poor person doesn't have to give tzedaka because his life comes first, chayecha kaidmin. And chayecha kaidmin means mamish life or death. So therefore, he doesn't have to give tzedaka because chayecha kaidmin, because his life kipshuto comes first. Because giving tzedaka is giving life, and his life comes first. So that's al kopanim l'shit sarambam, that includes in b'chayecha chayimach, mitzvah tzedaka. He says that's like pasarach tiftach, it's one inyan, because it's giving life. So b'chayecha chayimach isn't saving someone's life, it's giving them tzedaka. And that's why mechtzal mechtzal chayev lach yotzei. Why 50-50? You have to be mechayim. Because safik tzedaka is not a safik mammon, it's a safik mitzvah. It's a l'sada achiyah, a safik mitzvah you have to do. It's not a din in mammonis, it's a din in mitzvah. It's a din in safik b'koch nefashis, you have to do it. You have to give it to the guy even if it's 50-50 that he's Jewish. Maril Diskin in the Tshuvas in Simon Chof Dalet, the second Tshuva, writes that if he gives an ani less than a shavar pruta, he's yetzei mitzvah tzedaka. He proves this based on what we said. B'das haRama, together mitzvah tzedaka, b'derech chechichimach. It's very good. If it was a din mammon, so mammon needs a pruta. But here it's not midin mammon. Here it's tzedaka. It's not gidrei mammon. Memeli, even less than a shavar pruta works. Gevaldik, gevaldik. Now, we said that the yisod mitzvah tzedaka is lachyesei, or the suffik pranasasei. So if this is suffik, so it's giving the ani life. Never, even if it's 50-50, I have to give him that he's Jewish. Because it's suffik mitzvah, it's lach yosei. So yesh lehoir advarov kan b'sefer ha-mitzvahs. So what does he write? He writes this, pasach tiftach, v'chzak d'boger v'soysha v'cherchi chayimach. It all means the same thing. It's all a hachyos. It's all to give him life. But it's important to note that regarding the mitzvah of pasach tiftach es yadcha, the hemshech ha-pasuk is dei machzor sheyachzor lo. And you learn from this, you buy him a horse to ride on, you get him an eved, laretz lefanav. Olachar emuchach mizeh, davechiyuv b'fnei atzma v'lo mishum geder hachiyoy. It's muchach from this that this is an independent chiyuv. It's not geder hachiyah, because what does it say? It says day machzor asher yachzor lo. You even have to buy him a horse. You even have to buy him. If he's used to riding a Ferrari, you have to get him a Ferrari. If he's used to having an eved, you have to get him an eved. So that's not geder hachiyah. It would seem it's a chiyuv b'fnei atzma. That's a very stark ha'ara. What's the pshat? How come the how can you include pasach tiftach in the mitzvah of hachya? You even have to give him a car if he needs it. That wouldn't seem to be a hachya. Okay, and we have to. There's an important briska rav in Parashas Re'eh, and that we have to discuss hopefully at a different juncture. But in the meantime, we saw big yisod here in Yanit Staka, and it's one of my favorite topics to learn about. We should be zochah l'arak l'umoid, elagam l'kayim, b'simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol. Thanks a million for listening, Rabbi Say Shalom Shalom.